Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Georgia Weir, and I am a Kuku Yalanji woman, though I live on Yuin country, but consider Ngunnawal Ngambri country my home.
And congratulations on your recent NAIDOC nomination, which we'll get into a little bit later in the interview. But I firstly just wanted to talk to you about Deadly Runners, which you are the creator and founder. For anyone out there that hasn't heard of Deadly Runners, can you just explain what it's about and why you wanted to create it?
Yeah, sure. So the reason I wanted to create it was because running had a profound impact on myself and completely changed the trajectory of my life. I've struggled with addiction and mental health, and running was like a last resort. So because I had experienced, you know, this incredible impact that it had on me, I wanted to share it, wanted to pass it on. So I just put the call out to the Queanbeyan community where I was living at the time, and, yeah, I just thought maybe a few people might show up. And then, yeah, within, like, I think a year, around 40 people, local people had been through like this basic 0 to 5K running program, and it just blew up and just got really big. And yeah, I never thought it was going to do that. It was just simply starting from a place of me wanting to, you know, remove the barriers of, you know, the cost of a personal trainer and other things that keep mob from, you know, participating in regular exercise. So yeah, it certainly was just a little run down at the park that it was meant to start out as, and it's grown.
And can you talk a little bit about the different areas that it's expanded to now and the participants that participate? How many people do you generally get in the different groups?
Yeah, sure. So it started in Queanbeyan, so that was the first place. I then moved to Byron 5 years ago, so we had the Byron Bay Deadly Runners up there. And then we relocated down the south coast just over 12 months ago. And we have had groups in Naruma, Batemans Bay and Wallaga Lake.
And what does long distance running teach you about yourself and pushing through those mental barriers when it comes to running? What does that teach you about yourself?
Yeah, so I think this is why running had such a profound impact. It's because of what I learnt from long distance running, which was, you know, the importance of sticking with something and being committed, focused, training. And, you know, ultimately it's about the discomfort, which I speak to a lot. It's a, you know, long distance running teaches you to sit with discomfort and know that it's okay. You know, as a recovering addict and, you know, drug addict and alcoholic, it's they tend to not have great relationships with sitting with discomfort. So I think that's why it had such a profound impact, because it taught me how to do it, how to sit with it and be, you know, mentally stronger for it. So, and that just transferred, all those things I just mentioned transferred into other areas of my life.
And running has a lot of physical health benefits, and you've spoken a little bit about those other mental benefits and the health benefits. What other benefits have you experienced and other people have told you that they've experienced through participating in Deadly Runners?
Look, the health outcomes are pretty remarkable. Like, the resting heart rate reduces. You know, I've measured, just did a basic biometrics and social and emotional wellbeing survey, which I started, you know, in Queanbeyan and have kept doing with every Deadly Runners group. But so the health outcomes are pretty impressive, but there's just something magic that happens, you know, within the group that trickles down, and it passes on to family and community. And, you know, a few years ago I had to kind of unpack it a bit to understand why it had such a huge impact, not just on individuals but on communities. And, you know, Deadly Runners is about forming positive social connections, you know, like we're all getting together over something positive. It's encouraging, and we set goals, and everyone grows together. It starts off usually as a group of people who are uncertain, unsure, not fit, don't really know what to expect. But when you know you're rocking up and there's just other mob there, There's, you know, we use humour, we use laughter. There's just, it's a relaxed atmosphere. We're doing something positive. So, yeah.
And I recently did come down to one of your runs in Naruma, which was really, like, I am a runner and I started off running for my anxiety. And similar to what you have already spoken about, it helped me to bring my anxiety levels down. It helped me sleep better, but also, you know, just the other health benefits that I got from it as well. And being able to come and just participate in one of the runs with Deadly Runners, it was really nice to, you know, get up really early and know that there was going to be, you know, a group of, you know, people that we could be around in a positive environment. Do you have other people that tell you about how they've felt after they've turned up to one of the runs for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, usually, and of course, you know, these groups are targeted and, you know, at people who have no running, haven't exercised for a while, unfit, unhealthy. So it's about, you know, creating a really safe space, which is what happens. So there's always people who are hesitant, a bit apprehensive when they first rock up. But, you know, that first group in a community that chooses to do this, they're the ones that are actually that create this whole opportunity for the rest of the community to join, because that first group, you know, I've tried to put all the photos on social media and tag people in it, because their friends, family, cousins are all watching. So by the next time, you know, they watch their journey, and the next time I want to put a call out for a group, it's the family members of these people that put their hand up and go, yeah, I'll do it. So and it removes a lot of, you know, the fear, I guess, that people might have. So, yeah, I mean, it's people are always a bit unsure of what to expect. And I think, you know, we call it the beginners group, that first group. And I remember one lady after the first session goes, oh, this really is a beginners group. Like, it's not, we don't go out there and just, I don't put you, all right, we're going to do a 40-minute run. It's, you know, it's a gradual walk to run program. Mm. So, and I think that's why it works. You know, it's gradual. It's not, you know, I'm not chucking anyone in the deep end. And, yeah, it's nothing more rewarding than, you know, watching people progress and change and grow from running.
And you've run marathons as well, and one in particular was the New York Marathon, I think, in 2013. What was that experience like, and how did you prepare for it physically and mentally, like for such a massive marathon?
Yeah, so I started with the big one, New York. I didn't muck around. So it was, I mean, I was at a point in my life where I was experiencing the change that running, you know, that was coming from running. And I was really ready to commit to it and to finish it. So as far, like, the motivation was there and the commitment was there. I was actually injured for about 3 months of the 6 months leading up to New York. So I did a lot of my run, like my training in the pool. Mm. So I was doing like long runs in the water. So it was really tough. So it tested me, but it was just, it was like life changing, the whole process. So, and you know, doing it in New York, it's kind of set the bar a bit higher. If I want to do a marathon, you know, it has to be a big one.
Yeah. New York Marathon's massive. I mean, I'm in the midst of training for the City to Surf, which is, I think it's only like 14Ks or something like that. Yeah. But still, it's like I've never participated in a marathon before. So it's a little bit daunting, but it's also really exciting. But what advice do you have for people that haven't run before, but they really want to get into it, or even people that are, you know, running and they want to train for a marathon? What advice do you have that you can share?
So for people who haven't run before and are starting out, I always advise to just set a goal that's realistic and achievable. So don't plan to run 5K three times a week if you've never run before. Maybe just start with, you know, getting out for a walk a few times a week. And then that we have so many apps and running programs available for free on the internet. So I definitely advise people to go and suss them out and have a look. And for people who are already running and maybe want to start pursuing, you know, those bigger distances, yeah, I would either, you know, join a run club. They're great you know, you can train, often meet up with people and train once a week. You can always get a coach if you really want to give it a red hot go and do a fast run. And like I said, the internet, and there's so many brilliant apps, running apps out at the moment that will provide you with guided programs. So yeah, I'd advise people to head there and look.
And as we mentioned at the start of the interview, you've been nominated for a NAIDOC Award. So congratulations on that. And you've been nominated as a finalist for Person of the Year. How are you feeling?
I was speechless when I found out. You know, I think another thing to mention that, you know, we do with Deadly Runners is everyone who commits to, you know, participating in Deadly Runners and running regularly, we give them the opportunity to attend a Deadly Runners Leadership Camp where they get nationally accredited qualifications in running coaching, mental health first aid, trauma training and Indigenous leadership. So they, you know, participants are getting qualified, and I've been able to hire 3 casual coaches as a result of those camps, and I've hired, you know, a manager for here on the South Coast. So it's very much about, you know, fostering self-determination within a community so people can shape what Deadly Runners looks like in their community or improve employment opportunities. So though it's about running, it's about so much more as well. So, you know, it's a byproduct. I say it's a byproduct of doing something I love to do, getting these types of acknowledgement. So, yeah, it's a strange feeling, but I'm also very, very grateful to be a finalist as well.
And I guess finally, what's next for Deadly Runners, or, you know, for yourself? Do you have any other goals that you want to achieve through Deadly Runners, or, you know, just even the important work that you're doing in the community?
Yeah, look, I need financial support. I'm just going to be honest. I've done this for nothing for so long, and this last 12 months I've been able to pay myself finally. Even though getting recognition and praise for the impact that the runners has is incredible, and it makes me feel good that it's been acknowledged. I need, you know, I'm always looking for partnerships or assistance or funding or something to help me to continue doing what I'm doing. So, yeah.
And where can people go to find out more information about Deadly Runners, or even, you know, connect with you to talk about partnerships?
Yeah, so if you head to the Deadly Runners website, which is deadlyrunners.com.au, we're in the process of moving things around. So you can still go on there and find everything, but yeah, just head there, and we've got a partnerships tab and a number of ways to contact me. So if you're interested and you can got any ideas or you can help out, definitely head to the website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for coming on to chat to me about Deadly Runners and the amazing work that you're doing in the community and how it's helping so many people through Deadly Runners. So thank you so much, and also congratulations again on your nomination.
Thank you.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.